This hour is brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.
I want to thank you so much for joining us and welcome you into the Retirement Roo with John Blanchard, Acadiana's retirement strategist from Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. The website, MatthewJames.com, 366-8366. That's the phone number. Once again, 366-8366. My name is Chris Swan. On today's show, are we in a new bull market or is this just a temporary bounce? We're going to talk about planning for disruptions in retirement and we're going to revisit the question, when is the best time to claim Social Security? All this and more, but first, let me check in with the man himself, Acadiana's retirement strategist, John Blanchard. Glad to be with you. How are you, sir?
Well, Chris, you know, it's another, you know, busy weekend, a lot of things on the agenda, but, you know, the kids have been busy with the, you know, 4th of July holidays. They actually went to the beach for a couple of days and then got back in pretty quick, or at least I did. They stayed out longer. But I tell you what, man, we as a family, you know, since like let's say even this past weekend, even this weekend too, we don't have anything on the docket from a sports standpoint.
Wow.
I mean, the kids have, during the week, they have basketball camp. My youngest had swimming lessons. My daughter's doing like babysitter, what they call it, like safe sitting or something. I don't know. It's at the Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. They have like a safety course they have to do for like babysitting and even learning. My older three are, by the end of this coming week, they'll all three be certified for CPR.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is good. Yeah. So, yeah, my oldest is going to have his, or actually just got his lifeguard certification, which is pretty cool. Mm. So he's actually got some lifeguard gigs this weekend for some birthday parties, which is nice. Give him some, you know, some extra money. He's still 15, so, you know, he'll have his driver's license at midway through next month, which will be nice. You know, we'll have another Uber driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the household. You know, this coming school year, he's him and his sister are going to be at the same high schools, and he'll be driving. I mean, I'm going to drive them, I think, for like a week until he gets his license.
Sure.
And then we'll drive both of them until, you know, he gets his license, and then there they go, which that means I'm going to be praying more in the morning to
of
make
course.
Sure they, you know, they
of
get
course.
There
yeah.
all right, and I expect a message that they landed safely to their location, if you know what I mean. But, you know, it's just another thing, too, and as a family, what we did last weekend, we're going to do later on today is pickleball. I've never played it before until last weekend, and I tell you what, I wasn't even planning on playing it last weekend. We played together, and I tell you what, that is so much fun. So, you know, it's, you know, I'm pretty aggressive. You know, I like moving fast, you know, and I'm pretty quick on my feet. So it's really fun, and it's definitely enjoyable. And the kids are pretty surprised how their old man, you know, I'm not even 42 yet, but can move around on the court compared to them. So they look, I still challenge them for a foot race, and none of them can still beat me. So, you know, look, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
You know, you touched on a couple of things in there that I'm going to tie back into retirement because that's what I do here on the show. Your kids getting the CPR certification. It's one of those things that you hope you never have to use, but if the situation does arise, you know, you're grateful for it. It's the same sort of thing with, like, you know, a backup plan in retirement. Maybe you don't plan on retiring, but it's better to have a plan in place because just in case that situation is taken out of your hands with health issues or, you know, an unexpected layoff, you're a lot better for it. And then, you know, your newfound pickleball enjoyment, you know, finding new hobbies and things that you enjoy. Because in retirement, in life in general, nothing is going to be static, and you might find new things that you're passionate about. And like so many things in life, you know, you got to buy, you know, equipment for new sports and new hobbies and things like that. And so you want a plan that's going to change along the way with you. So you don't want anything static. And you know, you want to make sure you have a plan that is going to be dynamic and go and grow with you and change with you as you go to, through, and beyond retirement. That's what Acadiana's retirement strategist does. That's what the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management do. And it all starts, again, to start developing that plan and being able to revise that plan whenever possible with that phone call, 366-8366, or going online to the website, MatthewJames.com. As always, John, sounds like you got a busy weekend ahead of you, and so we appreciate you carving time out of your schedule as well. But let's go ahead and dive in. You know, we've heard people say that nobody should put all their eggs in any one basket when it comes to retirement or, you know, into an annuity. Another question is, should people put it into an annuity at all to provide a guaranteed stream of income, and what could that cover? Here's Cheryl Moore, an annuity advocate with WinkandTell.com.
I would say the least amount that you should be considering putting into the annuity would be the amount that you need to cover all your expenses or that income floor that you have. That's a good rule of thumb to use as the minimum amount that you should put into an annuity.
So she's talking about using it for income purposes, which I know is something that you generally advise against. What are your thoughts on this? And Are there other ways to utilize an annuity that could cover some retirement concerns?
So what we typically find, what I typically see, what I typically hear is people that are advocates for using annuities for guaranteed income, I think they either have limited offerings for themselves or limited knowledge of what other things, what other vehicles are out there that can be used as an income generation tool. Now, I personally do not like guaranteed income annuities. I think for, you know, for some consumers and even for some people that are offering them, it's an easy fix where they're using that word guarantee and like, look, hey, look, it's guaranteed, it's in the contract, it's a done deal. What I don't like about the whole guaranteed income annuities is that the growth factor internally within an annuity on most of them, the issue is that the underlying account is not building up enough gains to make the payment of guaranteed income to the account owner, to that annuitant each year. And so what happens is because of that, you start seeing the account balance, the principal, fall in value, not because of market loss, is because of lack of performance to be able to make that guaranteed payment annually. So I don't really like that at all, because I believe there's vehicles out there, there's strategies out there to where you can draw enough interest to make the payment and the principal stays of value. You know, there might be some years where you go into principal, but what we want to do is eliminate to where every year guaranteed. You know, you might be getting guaranteed income from an annuity, but you're guaranteeing that you're going, your principal's is depleting in value each and every year in most cases. Now, it's even worse in the variable annuity space whenever we're seeing market downturns on top of the fees, on top of the withdrawal. So then what happens is the lifespan of that principal value gets dwindled down pretty quickly, and that becomes an issue. Now, even though you're guaranteed a payment, now there's contracts that have different language in it, and sometimes whenever your account value goes to zero, they reduce your guaranteed monthly payment from whatever it was initially to something at a reduced value. So you got to look at, okay, what kind of haircut you're going to get if you're going to get one, and we got to look at what other vehicles are out there. You know, I mean, you can place money in some fixed accounts and withdraw the interest from it. You can have some insurance indexing that you can use where you can pull a certain percentage out each and every year and your principal value stays intact. There is structured notes that could be used that pays out in most cases a pretty high percentage, and you're using it for, you know, you're locking in that money for a duration of time. It could be 2 years, it could be three or four or five. I mean, it could be longer if you want, but it's all about, okay, what interest rate are you getting? You know, that's something that we use where, you know, like right now we're floating around somewhere around 10%. Earlier this year we were getting 12% guaranteed interest, so guaranteed income. So if you put in 100 grand, you would get on the 28th of the month, it would pay out $1,000. And then so you got $12,000 a year of income. You keep that for 4 years, let's say it's $48,000 of income. And at their duration, at the end of the duration of that actual note, as long as the market is at the levels that it needs to be, then 100% of your principal is still in your account value. Hmm. So we got to look at, okay, what is the safest route? What gives you the highest income? And everything has its own purpose. You know, you might be looking at, okay, let me get a guaranteed income annuity for the purpose of supplementing my social and my pension, or both. And so, but what are the vehicles you have out there that, instead of using a guaranteed income annuity, you can build up a portfolio that pays dividends? But we also have to look at, okay, what's your risk tolerance? So then, you know, if your risk tolerance is, you know, very, very low or basically extreme to zero, then you're limited to so many options. Let's say you have a high risk tolerance. Well, that opens the door for a lot of things. So we just have to look at what is the best scenario for you, for your household, for your family, and to solve the riddle of how much money you need.
Because that's truly what it's all about, what's going to work best for you. It is your retirement, after all, and it's going to be different from your neighbors, your friends at church, your former coworkers, or your soon-to-be former coworkers as you're getting ready to retire. So you want a plan that is customized for you, and that is what you get with Acadiana's Retirement Strategist, the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, a customized retirement plan that's going to work best for you. All you have to do to get started is scheduling a time to speak with them. 366-8366. That's the phone number, 366-8366, or online at MatthewJames.com. Stock market volatility has left a lot of investors looking for other ways to shore up their money. You know, bonds can be iffy, especially if looking back at last year. Keeping cash in CDs and money market funds can give you some returns, but for how long, honestly? And then there's talk of something called alternative assets. It's the alternative word John, that I think makes people feel a little bit uncertain. Let's spend some time here. Talk about what those are and if you guys include those in a portfolio.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of people that we've seen that had REITs, the Real Estate Investment Trust, or they're looking at, let's say, mortgage debt type of thing to where they can get, or other alternatives could be like in fintech type things. I mean, there's a lot of different things out there. But we have to look at what is the liquidity on that alternative itself. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is we've seen people that put their money in a REIT and they couldn't get it out. I mean, they were trying to move. They're seeing the devaluation of it because of the financial performance, the interest rate environment. There's things like that we've seen. So we got to look at what else is out there. And so, look, there's a place for CDs. There's a place for treasuries. There's a place for, talked about earlier, structured notes. There is dividend portfolios. You could look at getting your own real estate, bottom line. You're getting some rental homes. It all depends on what your knowledge as far as upkeep, as far as maintenance. Because, to be more profitable, you want to do it yourself. But then if you want it to be completely hands-off, then you might have to, have a management company or like a maintenance crew. Which, look, if you have enough houses, you probably had that. That's an expense to the business itself that you're generating, you're operating within. So we have to look at what is the goal, what are you trying to do, what is the purpose for the money, what is the reason to look outside of the general stock market. So what other things that you have access to? And also, like, you got to look at, what is your net worth? Because your net worth, the higher it is, the more it qualifies you for other things out there. There's Regulation D that allows people to be investors in hedge funds. Well, if you're under, if you're not making enough money, or if you don't have enough net worth, then you don't have access to that. And, when you get into that world, there's a lot of options available, and the returns are pretty staggering on what you can get access to. And look, we have, our clients are qualified for that, and or a lot of them, not everyone, mm-hmm. but a lot of them. And so the thing is, the things that we can give people access to, is completely different than, the average Joe that is not capable of investing in those areas. So depending on where you are as far as your net worth and income, we can align we can align you with the right fit for what you need for that purpose of money and to that time period, that duration that you need that money there to for that certain purpose. So the ideal thing is we have to figure out, where are you at? What are you trying to do? And find the best vehicle that fits the parameter of your comfort zone.
Again, going back to that customized plan, finding out what's going to work best for you going forward. And when we talk about diversification, we've spoken on this in previous shows. A lot of people think of that as, I own a lot of different mutual funds. But as you say, when you look and you dive deep, all those mutual funds are holding the same stocks. That's not really diversification. Exploring alternative assets and things like that is one of those ways that you can, in fact, be truly diversified, where you're not necessarily as dependent on the market, which, as we all know, as we've all been reminded in the past couple of years, can be a little iffy. So if you want to see how this could work for you and figure out, the best way going forward, just schedule a time to speak with Acadiana's retirement strategist, 366-8366, or going to the website as well, MatthewJames.com. A Charles Schwab survey asked, what amount of money means that you're wealthy? The number that they came out with was $2.2 million. But surprisingly, almost half the people who had a net worth of $550,000, a good bit less than that, they actually consider themselves rich. After COVID, people are now placing more importance on health and family. In fact, financial advisors are now saying their clients, they're not really as interested in growing their wealth to that $1 or $2 million. They just want to know if they have enough to quit work, if that's what they want to do, and spend more time with family. So being able to focus on the non-tangibles, not the number on the bottom line. Is this a trend that you're seeing?
Yeah, there is. And at the end of the day, what happens is there's a lot of things that we got exposed to throughout COVID that kind of gave a lot of people a wake-up call mm-hmm. as far as, look, how much time do we really have left? We've seen a lot of people that were, obviously putting in the work and wanting to try to have even more, and they were pushing back retirement. Even though they could well afford to retire, they had everything, all their ducks lined up. They were just, let me go ahead and make a little bit more, and then either because of COVID, they passed away or maybe a family member. And so they got exposed to something to see, okay, well, life is short. These people either just retired or didn't even retire yet, and they didn't get to enjoy the ability to retire. You know, we've seen people that or we even have people that gotten very ill. We have some clients that passed away, but some clients that are fighting right now, you know, with different illnesses, and that's keeping them from really doing what they want to do. That golden year or years of retirement is yearning, not because of financial reasons, but because of medical reasons. So the thing is, we don't know what cards were dealt at any point in life. And the thing is that the later on we push it back, the less opportunities we may have. So it's something that, you know, we should pay attention to and look at, okay, well, you know, it's scary for a lot of people whenever someone realizes, wait, my dad passed away, or my mom passed away at this age, or my uncles passed away at this age, and they didn't get to really enjoy their retirement. So you got to look at, we don't know when it's going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously everybody wishes to have a long, healthy life, but we don't know, you know, when our time comes to an end. So ideally, it's a matter of, okay, it's time for us to enjoy the time with our loved ones, enjoy the fruits of our labor, have the ability to, you know, finish up that bucket list of mm-hmm. things that we want to do, things that we want to enjoy, things that we want to thrive, to make us happy throughout our, you know, retirement. You know, whether it's spending time with your family members, it's, you know, going sightseeing, we're going, you know, going traveling abroad, maybe visit the remainder of the 50 states. Maybe, you know, everybody has something that they want to do.
Yeah.
Maybe they have this, you know, their first vehicle they want to restore, or maybe they want to spend, you know, all week long on the boat trying to catch trout or whatever. I mean, whatever they want to do, redfish, whatever they want to do. Ideally, it's a matter of, it's really whatever your goal is, go for it. You know, like you're a child, everybody dreams of doing something, getting something, being something when they're a child. And then now, you know, they're retired and there's still things that they're dreaming about doing. Go after it. You know, you don't have to be married to the job still. It's an opportunity to take advantage of it and go enjoy life and really live out the remainder of your dreams.
There's a bit of a psychological, I think, challenge. I think that happens when you retire and the paychecks no longer come in, and being able to freely spend that money that you saved up. You've been so focused on that number, you know, accumulation, making sure that it is whatever that target is. But then to have to start spending it down, just to start utilizing that money that you save for, that's the whole purpose of it, and being able to actually enjoy it. You know, it takes a little bit of a shift. And I know, John, that's something that you've been helping people with, you know, throughout your career and the team at Matthew James Tax Wealth Management, saying, hey, you're equipped for this. You've planned for this. Now it's time to go out there and enjoy those retirement dreams that you've had all this time. There's a little bit of psychology behind it, like I said, and it's one of the many hats that John and the team at Matthew James Tax Wealth Management wear. So whatever your retirement dreams are, sitting down and speaking with them, developing that plan to hopefully make those into a reality, it all starts again with that phone call, 366-8366, or going to the website matthewjames.com, being able to focus more on the experience and being able to actually enjoy the fruits of your labor rather than, you know, constantly focusing on, Do I have enough? Have that conversation, and you might find out you're better equipped than you thought. 366-8366, MatthewJames.com. The S&P is now up 20% from its October low, so technically speaking, we are in a new bull market. But a strategist from Bank of America, they disagree. He says that tech stocks, specifically those in artificial intelligence, are actually holding the market up, and this feels like a combo of 2000 and 2008, a big rally before a big collapse. So when market signals and opinions are so mixed, how do you talk to your clients about what direction that they should be taking, John?
Yeah, look, absolutely. The thing that we look at is what's really going on with the market and what decisions we should make to put our clients in the best place, since we're looking out for them, not for ourselves. Ideally, what we have to do is really pay attention to what's going on with the market. And so there's less than 10 stocks that are really you know, pulling the market up, and realistically, because of AI, because of, you know, this whole chat situation. And so the thing is there, a lot of other positions in the market have a very, very small gain, if they have gains at all. So, you know, we're seeing this big rally and people think, well, it's coming back. Let's go ahead and reinvest. And so what happens is you start seeing people, the general public, reinvesting at where there's more hype. And so then mm-hmm. the next thing, like you said, you know, opening this question up, then you see that collapse potentially. So look, we're still not out of the woods yet. Even though we have this little rally, it's only because of only a handful of positions. And look, realistically, it's less than 1% of the S&P 500 that is pulling up the whole market in general, you know, even the whole index. So we have to pay attention to that and make a decision, a wise decision, on which way to go, on how much money we should have at a higher risk, because we're not out of the woods yet. We're not done with this as far as what's going on with the market. And so we want to basically keep our position where, you know, we want to be more defensive than offensive. And so, but when it's time to be offensive, when they're basically, you see everything start rallying, then that would be the ideal time to get in, not just because of 7, 8, 6 different tech stocks that are pulling up the market, you know. And look, we get people calling in all the time looking, well, look, the market's like really, really rallying. I think we should be looking. We're like, our accounts are going up. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong on this, but ideally is the thing is we don't want to take that much risk, because that's why the whole point of the way our conversation went with our clients is they want to lower the amount of risk that they have exposure to. And so if we're anticipating a very large bearish market, then we have to put ourselves in a position to be defensive against that. Not, you know, like, let's go ahead and buy in on this hype, and then next thing you know, we get hit pretty hard. Because when you look at what happened at the very end of 99 going into 2000, really what happened in the third quarter of 2000, I mean, the market dropped 10% that year, 13% the following year, and 23% the year after that. Well, the thing is, what is that going to do to your portfolio? Even whenever you bought into all the hype at the very end of, you know, 07 going into 08, you know, look at that. That's a 38% drop in your account value. So you got to be very, very cautious of when you want to be long and when's the right time to buy in. Because, you know, realistically, if you went to the store and you saw a pair of shoes or purse, whatever you want to buy on sale, are you going to ask the salesperson, hey, look, when's it going to go up in price? I want to go ahead and buy it then.
Yeah.
You're
no,
not.
No, not
so
at all.
You want to get it on sale. So ideally, we got to look at, let's purchase things at right pricing. Warren Buffett, when they evaluate companies, they want to buy at the right pricing. You know, they want to be fair. If it's at a discount, great. But if it's overpriced, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look at it from that standpoint.
I think a lot of people financially, they want to be optimistic. May not necessarily be optimistic, but they see this rally and they want to believe, you know, we're in the clear. This is the start of another prolonged bull market run, forgetting that the one that we had from 2009 on, that was historic and an anomaly more than anything. They don't last that long. When really we may actually, instead of being a clear skies, this may actually just be the eye of the hurricane and something worse is coming along the lines. Not to say that you should be completely pessimistic about it, but as John said, you know, there's really only 8 or so stocks that are keeping the S&P 500 afloat right now. Similar to what was happening in you know, March of 2020, what was keeping them afloat at the time. And so, yes, if you want to invest in the market, that is okay. But it's not about throwing money just blindly at everything and hoping that it's going to work out. You want to be tactical about it. You want to be smart about it and making sure that the money you're putting in is working for you. It takes a little bit of work. And the good news is it's not something you have to do alone. Quite frankly, it's not something you should do alone. Acadiana's retirement strategist, the entire team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, they can help you out with that. All you need to do is pick up the phone, schedule a time to speak with them, and start developing that plan to make you as financially bulletproof as possible. 366-8366 is that number. Be smart about your investments. Don't just, you know, throw darts at the dartboard and hope that it's going to work out. Hope, not a great investment strategy. Certainly not a great retirement strategy. 366-8366, MatthewJames.com. How do you actually react to money? Is it driven by experiences that you've internalized over the year? Financial planner and author Carrie Carbonaro has identified several so-called money minds in women, and one is fear.
If you have a fear money mind, you can almost never have enough money because you are so afraid that you're either going to lose it or run out or not have enough. Women aged 35 to 49, 60% of those women fall into the fear category. And sometimes fear paralyzes you from making important decisions in your life, especially surrounding money.
As we spoke about, you know, earlier, you know, the fear of actually starting to spend that money and being able to enjoy their retirement. Do you see female clients, John, who still have this money mind when they come to you when it comes to retirement planning? And how do you try to turn those negative views into positives?
Yeah, look, a lot of people are using their past experiences to navigate what they're going to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I understand. Look, whenever there's, you know, major loss, a lot of people are very reluctant on doing certain things. So it's a matter of understanding of how something works. what's the right strategy, what's the right structure, what's the right tool, what's the right vehicle, what's the right timing in time period you should be in that particular investment. So really got to figure out, you know, go down to the root of the belief so we can address that behavior, and then from there educate them to making sure that they're in the right decision. And so we have to look at what areas that we can find of, okay, here's the reason why you were in the position where you were. Like some people think, look, we hear it all the time. Oh, I don't want to invest in a 401k. My neighbor lost all their money in a 401k. And that has nothing to do with the 401k. It has everything to do with the underlying position.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, once you get some of those simple things explained, For the people that don't know, then it's like it's an eye opener. You know, like, oh, really? I didn't realize that. And so all we want to do is take the complicated and make it very simple. So once you have information, factual information, then you can make a good decision. And so we want to make sure people are making informed decisions on what they're doing.
It's all about being smart with your money, being smart with, you know, anything that you do when it comes to your retirement. We've told stories before. You've told stories before about people who are, you know, that they're trying to get debt free, which of course we're very big advocates of being smart about it, not withdrawing money and then incurring tax penalties. Any move that you make, being cautious about it, but also being tactical about it. And if you need a little bit of guidance with that, if you want help and you want to make sure it's the right decision, again, Acadiana's Retirement Strategist, he's right here for you. 366-8366 is the number. Again, that's 366-8366. You can also schedule a time as well on the website, MatthewJames.com. And we want to thank you, as we always do. Really do appreciate you spending time, carving time out of your weekend to join us here on The Retirement Roo. Hope you have a great week ahead of you. Hope you're safe out there. John, hope you have a great week ahead of you. And as we wrap up here, I want to leave you with a final word.
Yeah, well, look, I'm looking forward to school and I'm also pickleball. But there's also a lot of things on the agenda this weekend. But look, Chris, thanks for going over the show with me. We had a lot of great information. I think we went over for the listeners. And if you're a first-time listener, thanks for listening. If you've been listening for the last 5 years, you know, thanks for listening. And look, we'll be right here back on News Talk KPL 96.5 next weekend. And be sure to check us out. I'll be on KLFY and KTC this week talking about tips and retirement strategies and tax strategies for your retirement, for your business.
Matthew James Financial Group is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through John Ronald Blanchard, Louisiana Insurance License Number 529925. Investment advisory services are offered through J. Hagen Capital, Inc., Registered Investment Advisor. Insurance products offered separately through John Blanchard, License Number 529925.
This hour was brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.